I would like to go to Finland by a bike.
My dream is to actually travel to a lot of the places you've been already.
Is it popular for Finnish people to go to St. Petersburg?
Why you actually made videos about Russia and Russian?
Many young people, they would like to move abroad. There is ice and forests and bears everywhere.
So unrehearsed, untrained, unprepared. Eli from Russia, welcome to Eager in Russia. Great to have you, and thanks for making it happen.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about this interview to answer all your questions. I'm sure it's going to be super interesting.
The main topic for this video, the stereotypes and Russians living abroad. You're one of the top YouTubers on Russia for sure, and you actually been nicely growing. First of all, what is your channel all about? And so tell me about your channel, why you do that, what you do.
I was so surprised to hear that I'm a top YouTuber in Russia. That's actually the first time that I hear this, and it's so surprising.
Statistics.
Yeah, because actually I've only started to do YouTube full time less than a year ago. I created my channel 2 years ago, and initially it wasn't about Russia. Well, I made some videos about my Russian university, but then I started to make videos about teaching English in Vietnam because I lived in Vietnam, but then I came back and I started to make videos about Russia again. And why about Russia? Because, well, I studied abroad, I worked abroad, and I've been to 20 countries, but everywhere where I lived abroad, I heard people from abroad that they don't know much about Russia, and I heard them asking weird for me questions like, oh, isn't it always cold in Russia? Oh, I thought that there is Moscow and Siberia and that's it, that there is ice and forests and bears everywhere. I thought that Russians don't smile, and you smile, you know? Questions like this, and I thought, wow, people from all over the world don't know much about Russia, and they have these stereotypical views about it, and I thought that that would be great if I could just show the real life here, how normal people live, that Russians are not scary, that there are many places where you can travel to except Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything actually started because of the pandemic, when I couldn't go abroad anymore. And I said that I've been to 20 countries, I really love to travel, but during pandemic, Russia was the only place where I could travel. So I started to explore my own country, and when I started to visit different republics and regions of Russia, I realized how actually it was really interesting to travel in Russia. Each republic was so unique, like all the cultures were so different. And I realized that, wow, actually it's so cool to travel in Russia. And I've decided to explore more places here, more ethnic groups, and there are more than 190 of them in Russia.
Yeah, that's what many people don't know.
Yeah.
It's so multinational, multicultural country.
Exactly. I was making videos about all these republics and people were so surprised and interested. So I've decided just to do more of it, and now I really enjoy it, and I go to all these places, meet all these people of different nationalities and ethnic groups, and that's super interesting, and now I'm also excited and passionate about this.
Awesome. A bit similar background, because I also started 2 years ago, and when pandemic hit over 2 years ago, yeah, I started in 2019, but it was a really slow growth. Especially in Finland, there's a lot of prejudices and stereotyping about Russians, a lot of negativity, and the media is full of negative things, political negative things mostly, like all the time, because of history, and we won't get into that. So I wanted to balance the odds, meaning that all the negativity, well, if it's true, fine. If it's not, your business. But I'm gonna be bringing these facts about Russian people and cities and stuff. My dream is to actually travel to a lot of the places you've been already. So I'm kind of jealous in a positive way.
I'm actually surprised to hear that the image of Russia is so bad in Finland, because as for Russians, they really they are interested in Finland. I know that many Russians go to study there. And also people, especially from St. Petersburg, they like to travel there. But well, I guess not now because the borders are closed, but usually they would go there from St. Petersburg. They would love to travel to Finland.
Yeah, there's like a lot of, that is exactly true. And the it's a 300 kilometer trip. It's a 3.5 hour trip by the fast train Allegro, which is opening finally for Finnish people to Russia on the 12th of December. Finally, after 1.5 years. But there's a lot of fear because a small country next to a big one, and being Finnish, Finland has been always in push between the Western and the Russia. That's why Europe wants to use Finland, this historical position as like between the two countries, use them as the negotiation background. Putin and Trump met here in Helsinki once again. During the Soviet times, they met in Helsinki. So it's like a place which Western countries and Russia are cool with to come. Because it's like on mutual ground, let's put it this way. But yeah, a lot of Russians come to Finland. But
by the way, is it popular for Finnish people to go to St. Petersburg? I also see your shirt, St. Petersburg hockey.
Yeah. you might think so, but if we talk about like there's Tallinn in Estonia, which is like 2.5 hour trip by boat, plus all the terminal things, etc., versus the St. Petersburg, a huge metropolitan with 5.5 million people, with endless possibilities and very also cheap for Westerners, a lot of cheap surrounding. You would say, I'm not sure how many people travel there, but there's like 1 million Finnish people going to Tallinn each year, normal times. And maybe tens of thousands, I'd say, to St. Petersburg. So is this one of the reasons? I don't need to do to make Finnish people think positive about Russians. I don't actually have to do anything. I just need to show them. I need them to see St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg will do the job. And that's one of my ideas, to just show the everyday life and possibilities. But quick answer, no, not enough people visit there. If you think about how great it would be.
But I see.
Because of the stereotypes and because of the theme we're going to be talking about now on this show.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You actually sort of answered that already, but if you want to summarize or say it otherwise, why you actually made videos about Russia and Russians, and what are your goals with this channel?
Well, I don't have a goal like to show only the good image of Russia, you know. I just like to show my experiences, what I think about my surroundings, what's happening to me. And as I said, now I really enjoy traveling in Russia, because before I've never realized how unique and beautiful and interesting each republic is. And when I started to travel, and I like to share my experiences, to record my experiences, to make videos, I just decided to show it. So now my goal of this channel is to share my experience with more people and to visit as many places as possible in Russia, and to visit remote places, places where few tourists have been to, like now I'm planning.
These are the best ones.
Yeah, now I'm planning the expedition to the north of Russia in winter, and I bet that tourists like usually don't travel there. Even few Russians actually travel in Russia because the distance is huge, you know. And overall, I would say Russians are more interested to go to warmer places, you know, like Turkey, Egypt. That's what Russians really like Thailand, Vietnam, because Russians just like warmer places for their holidays and traveling, because the climate in Russia in most parts is pretty harsh and winters are cold. So that's what Russians do. And I want to go to places where few people go to explore them. So I even went to like Dagestan and Chechnya.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there are actually few people who travel there, like solo women.
Yeah.
I like these experiences, and now I'm also going to the north. This winter I'm actually planning to go to the coldest place on Earth, which is in Yakutia. So
Like minus 60 degrees or something, or
minus 71.
yeah.
I hope that my camera is not gonna die.
By the way, true.
Yeah.
You have to make some technical preparations.
Yeah.
When you travel and on these videos, do you go all alone? Like, I mean, you always film that, so you like somehow make the script probably in your head at least. Then you just travel and just film it.
Yeah.
Like usually, the B-rolls and yourself.
Usually I always travel, plan my video, because without a plan it's kind of difficult. You just come into the city and like where to start, how to start my video. So I usually plan in advance. It's not like I'm writing every word that I should say. It's just a general plan of what should I film, how should I start the video, what is the goal of the video, so that I know kind of how to end the video, you know. And yeah, mostly I travel solo. And only a few times there was my friend who was traveling with me. But yeah, usually I'm just traveling solo, because it's actually difficult to find someone who would travel with me, because my friends, for example, they have full-time jobs in Moscow.
Yeah.
And they have to wait when they have the vacation and holidays. And I travel remotely. I mean, I work remotely, so I'm not actually, I don't have to be in the city to be working. I can be anywhere. Well, it's because I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
But
Do you mean your main work is YouTube? Or do you have a soul?
Yeah, my main work now is YouTube. Plus, I have a Russian-speaking club, which is also all online, which I'm doing with a Russian language teacher. So now my work is 100% online. And I can do it from anywhere. I can actually do it from any country, but now I prefer to stay in Russia. So that's why.
But you know what about that script from YouTuber to another YouTuber? That's my also my maybe my problem, but I too often don't make any scripts or any plans. and that's something, sometimes it works well, because that's what I try to tell Finnish people and my English speaking audience, that Russians are so passionate people. And when you go, for example, even a small city like Vyborg or some other place, but let's say St. Petersburg, you just go outside and at least one thing will happen to you, which probably doesn't happen here in Helsinki, because it's quite like, well, there's nobody out. In Russia, you just go, just grab the camera and you will find somebody talking to you. Something will happen, something that will like make the video happen.
I agree. Yeah, because even I filmed a video like a week ago in Smolensk. I wanted to start filming myself. And a taxi driver came up to me and started to talk to the camera, like, hello to the city of Smolensk. And he was talking and talking and talking, and it was so funny. It's like, I agree with you.
Awesome. I can relate a little bit with you going to Yakutia. I have also a playlist about the Russian Empire's First World War bases in Helsinki, in three cities.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 37 bases preparing for Germans in 1914 to 18. And I actually almost filmed every one of them. I think I'm the only person in history probably who make the in the video form. And you just go there to a certain place which nobody has ever been. And you feel like you're filming something special.
Yeah. Because, you know, filming about only Moscow or St. Petersburg or places that everyone already have been to, it's not that interesting for me, because as I said, even Russians, they don't go that much somewhere far from these cities. So it's kind of being a pioneer, you know. And in many places of Russia, I would say there is no content in English about these places. So why not? Why not go there and make it?
And it works. So I have a rule in marketing. Well, it's not my rule. If it works, don't change anything. Change nothing. That's my... So Russia is an awesome place. It's people cannot understand how huge it is. Well, my grandmother and side of the family lives in Voronezh, and I was planning to go, like, I'm going to check out Volgograd, old Stalingrad, and this. Well, yeah, you can, but the minimum travel is like 12 hours one way, and it's somehow, you cannot understand how huge distances there are. But, and people don't, probably haven't seen Russia before your YouTube. But what's the reason you think that Russians are, like, in generally speaking, not liked by Westerners? Because there is, that is, like, statistically wise, it's unfortunately a proven fact. There's a lot of countries, a lot of negativity.
Well, actually, I thought that it was a stereotype that Russians are not liked, because when I travel abroad, and even to the US, for example, and it is said that the US and Russia are kind of enemies, you know, all this political stuff. But all the people, like Americans, were super friendly to me. And what I've realized is that Russians are not liked is only about the politics. And when we talk about normal people, it's not true, I would say, because Americans, for example, they also think that they are not liked by Russians. But when they come here, it's not true, of course. Like, Russians would be super happy to talk to Americans, to any foreigners, and they're actually always excited when someone travels to Russia. So I would say that it's more a political thing. But when it comes to normal people, there are no prejudice or stereotypes, like not liked and everything.
I agree totally. If we talk about Finnish people, and well, there is certain prejudices, like I told you, but there's a new study, for example, that the northeast side of Russia, like St. Petersburg, all that area, Finland is liked by, like, well, it's in, was it Murmansk?
Murmansk?
I think Murmansk or Petrograd is like 98% of Russians are actually liking Finnish people. Then St. Petersburg, it's like 70, 80, like huge numbers. And that's the reason that Russians don't actually mix politics and the media view with each other. And maybe the Westerners do, I guess so. That's my perspective also. So we need to exploit more of this, content, YouTube, and provide them with other knowledge. I think that's the way to win this evilness.
Yeah, in media. Actually, I would say that most Russians are not really that into politics. And they would never say, like, oh, we don't like Finnish people, oh, we don't like Americans. I don't even hear Russians talk much about politics, you know. People might think that we're just discussing Putin here all the time and stuff like this, but overall, I don't see that. And There are politics and there are normal people, and Russians wouldn't mix it. I would. That's what I think.
Yeah. Russians during the, I don't know, starting from Putin maybe, because that changed a bit. But I think there's a lot of more patriotism being growing up since early 2000s, and I think Russians are quite patriotic right now. But studies say that. There's a lot of big percentage of Russians want to move out of Russia, and a huge number in, especially in the young people, in amongst the young people. So there's one study says that's like 1/5 of the Russians, especially young people, want to move out. And that's weird because I would like to be in Russia even more living here. I don't know, I have too many knowledge about the truth, but what do you think? What is the reason behind this? Or is there any like logical?
I actually even have a video about this. I just asked people in the streets why they would like to move out from Russia, what they don't like about Russia. And if you watch that video, you will see that many young people, they would like to move abroad. People who are either older, either already lived abroad, they say that they came back. So, yeah, there might be many reasons, like climate, you know, someone just doesn't like to, when the winter is about 6 months in a year, you know. Maybe it's about climate, maybe about economical instability. But overall, there is actually this phenomenon which is called the inferiority complex of Russians, which means that Russians believe to be inferior to Europe, inferior to the US, that we have so many problems, that everything here is worse. And we have this in our head that economy and lifestyle and everything is worse in Russia than in Europe or the US. But those Russians who have been abroad, have been to European countries and the US, they realize that there are also problems, that their belief that if you go abroad from Russia that you live in a perfect place without any problems isn't true. So yeah, there is actually this phenomenon where Russians believe that everything here is worse than in other countries. Well, there is nothing bad actually about moving abroad, for example, but I believe that many people, they just don't see clearly that there are problems in any country. In every country, you will have to deal with some specific problems in that place. And it was same for me, like I lived in the US, I lived in Asia, I lived in Italy. So it's like in all the parts of the world, let's say. And I saw that every place has its opportunities and drawbacks. So it's up to you to decide which drawbacks you agree to deal with. And which ones you don't want to deal with. So it's your choice.
That's wise words. Yeah, that's true. Every country has a pros and cons. It's about what's important to you. That's you have summarized a huge topic, I think. what are your plans next? What are you gonna do? What's the next? What's the plan for next year and for your channel?
My plan is to visit even more remote places where few tourists have been to, and now I'm planning an expedition to the north of Russia. I'm leaving Moscow for 3 or 4 months, and I will be traveling full time. My plan is to visit reindeer herders in the far north of Russia, people who live like on reindeer herding, and that's gonna be unusual even for me to go to Yakutia, to the coldest place on earth, just to experience that. Hopefully even to film it if my camera will work and that law degrees. To go to many regions in the north of Russia because few Russians visited it. So I want to discover, to see those places, to share my experiences. I'm super excited about it. And I
it's
also plan to go to like the most remote places of Russia just to explore.
Are you planning to come to Finland to film? Because I have a series about Russian Finland, because Finland has actually unexpected heritage of Finland. You should explore that as well, and I can be your guide in that case.
I actually wanted to go to Finland from St. Petersburg on a bike.
Okay.
I know my friend, he's from Egypt, but he was in St. Petersburg and he did that. So I also want to do something crazy. I would like to go to Finland by a bike, for example. But that actually depends when the borders are going to be open.
If you're new to Eli from Russia, you can subscribe to her channel, the link down below. And of course, sign up for my channel as well, Igor in Russia. Hopefully we'll do maybe a collaboration video in St. Petersburg, maybe Finland, Russian Finland. So good luck to you and see you guys in the next video.
See you. Thank you so much.